Well, hello there. I hope everyone is doing wonderful and practicing some great social distancing. And one of those ways we do that is doing our distance learning for church. And I know everybody's doing distance learning for school also. And I'm so grateful that we have all these different platforms so we can communicate. So I just want to say hello. I'm so glad that you're listening and taking some time for God. Today we're going to read in Isaiah chapter 41, verses 9 through 10. So if you want to pause, go grab your Bible and maybe something to write with and some paper and come back, and we will begin when you get back. So in the scripture we read, I took you from places far away on the earth and called you from a faraway country. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not turned against you. So don't worry, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, because I am your God. I will make you strong and will help you. I will support you with my right hand that saves you. The scripture is one that we all should probably memorize because it is so important. Is there really anything that we should be afraid of when we have God with us? Well, you know, right now we might have a lot of different fears. There's so much uncertainty and new things going on in the world, and so usually that leads to a lot of fear. But should we fear when we have God with us? God is all-knowing, okay? So God knows that we will struggle with fear. He reminds us that he is with us, and he tells us not to fear. Why does he tell us not to fear? When he knows we will fear, why does he tell us not to fear? Because God is with us. Say that with me. God is with us. And not only that, he will strengthen us. As if his presence with us isn't enough, he also gives us strength. So imagine you're in a dark room and you're afraid of the dark. If you knew God was with you, because he is, but just imagine God standing right next to you in that dark room. That'll probably take a little bit of that fear away. But that's not enough. He's not just going to be there with us. He is also going to give us strength. So God knows that we will be afraid and we will have fear. Over and over in scripture are these reminders. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. So think about the situation that could cause you to be afraid. We just talked about the dark room, if you're afraid of the dark. And then again, now picture yourself facing this situation with God. Because that is the reality. You do not face any of these things alone. We are not facing what's going around today alone. So if you have a fear, if you have something around you to write on, write that fear on a piece of paper, an index card, on your hand. Not saying you should write on your hand, but I'm just saying if you need something, write it down. If not, you can just say it. Hold it up or say it now. These things, do not fear. God is with you. So when you're facing these things that you said or you held up, remember that. God is with you. Even those people who live in real fear every single day, God's promise is true for them also, for everybody. This wasn't just said for us. For the people who go to church or who listen to church podcasts or go to youth group or Sunday school, It's not just for us. It's for everybody. God is greater than all of our fears, and He can and will give us the strength to face those fears. So again, look at your piece of paper, your card, or say what your fear is again. And after you say or you read it, I want you to say, "Do not fear, God is with you." Amen. So when you're in that fear, when you go into a dark room and you are afraid of the dark, or you're gonna go and interview for the first time, or for anything, or go to a new school, or start your new college, and you have that fear. Today it could be just going to the grocery store. Pray and speak with God. Give those fears to Him, and remember that He is not only with you, but He gives you strength to overcome that. When we think about the future, that can cause fear. But how do you feel knowing that He is always with you and that He gives you the strength to overcome it? How does your fear feel now? So on your little piece of paper or your note card or whatever, just write down, "Fear not, I am with you." And you can write it on something new even. If you have a little piece of paper, just write it on there. Or if you can write it down and take a picture on your phone, "Fear not, I am with you." And so that you can see that each day. And you know this. Dear Lord, we know. We know we will fear. We know we will have uncertainty. And we know that in these times, you will be with us. And not only will you be with us, but you will strengthen us so that we can overcome that fear and that uncertainty. And we know that it will happen again. And we know every time, without a doubt, that you, and only with you, will we be able to overcome. We know these times can be hard and that there's so much uncertainty, which leads us to fear, and we see it every single day with new things. We fear with the way we do things now, like our schooling. Sometimes that fear can be, am I going to make this grade? Am I going to do this well? Am I going to learn this well enough? Because I'm not sitting in a classroom anymore. And I don't have that same experience that I've always known, that it's new. And we know that you will strengthen us. And you will let us see that we can do it and we can overcome it. And that this is for everybody, not just us who come to church and go to our Sunday school lessons, but it's there for everyone. You are there for everyone to calm all, to strengthen everyone, so that we can overcome this fear. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. I am so happy to be able to come to y'all on a digital platform. And sometimes that can be our fear. Am I reaching the people, the youth that I hope to be reaching? I want this to get out for everyone. And so sometimes we can fear that, and I had that fear, and I went to the Lord and I just surrendered it to Him and said, I know that our message will get to those who need it, and that I shall not fear, because I know you are here, and I know you are in these messages, Lord, and I know who needs it will get it and receive it and hear it. And my fear had gone away. So I'm so glad to, again, be doing this and be able to have a platform to share these lessons with everyone. And remember, we have our Facebook page. So St. Luke's United Methodist Church has their Facebook page, and we have a prayer email. So if anyone is in need of prayer or anything like that, you can send that email over there. And all of our Sunday lessons and our church services and things like that, those are also posted on the Facebook page. So definitely keep an eye out on that so that you can continue to be there digitally with us in our services. So y'all have a wonderful rest of your day, whichever time of day you're listening to this. Bye-bye.